the Lord help us to commence with hymn 888. No wit or will of man, or learning he may boast, no power of reason can draw sinners unto Christ. So fallen is nature, such her flaw, none come except the Father draw. Hymn 888.
Thank you. From the word of God we shall read this evening from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43. The 43rd chapter in the prophecy of Isaiah. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people of eyes, and the deaf of ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of mine hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, For your sake I have sent to Babylon. I brought down all their nobles, the Chaldeans whose cries in the ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings. Neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. For mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. May the Lord bless to us his word and help us in prayer. Gracious, almighty, kind, and sovereign Lord God, thou who art the sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all our times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Lord, we've come at the time of the evening worship of thy great name. We pray that it may be a time when thou hast ordained to favour Zion, May it be a time spent with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May it be a time when thy voice is heard, walking in the garden. Lord, may it be a time when thou dost call sinners by grace, thy sheep to receive a blessing. And may it be a time to look back upon in years to come and say, there the Lord blessed me and granted me life everlasting. Be not silent to us, Lord. Be not absent from us. No good will be done unless thou art present. Do send down thy Holy Spirit upon us for Jesus' sake. And may we know and hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Do plough up our hearts. Plough up the rough and stony ground and prepare our hearts to receive thy word. Grant, Lord, that we may be made good ground hearers. We may not go away and forget thy word, but that it may take root deep down in our souls and bear fruit in our lives. In the days and weeks and months and years to come as we are spared on this earth, we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst do us good, that thou wouldst grant that irreversible blessing which Satan cannot take from us. So, Lord, do condescend to smile upon us. We are not worthy of the least of thy mercies, but, Lord, we need the greatest of them. Our souls, Lord, will die unless thou dost give them life and maintain that life. Where there is not life this evening, Lord, could it please thee to grant it, that quickening of thy Holy Spirit within, that new birth begun, that need realized, that longing put in the heart for Christ. And that beginning to follow on to know the Lord. Where thy work is begun, Lord, do strengthen it, do increase it. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. We pray, Lord, that if it could be thy holy and sovereign will, that each heart before thee this night may have their case answered. Each case before thee, Lord, may leave thy courts feeling that thou hast met with them. Lord, we pray that we may be found sheltering under the precious blood of the Lamb. Do deliver us, Lord, from our own self-righteousness, from our own religion, from all that is fleshly, all that is wrong, and give us, Lord, that true life in our souls, that true religion that's more than notion. Speak to longing souls. Grant them, Lord, a touch of thy love. Grant them, Lord, a smile and a kiss from thy face. Grant them, Lord, a precious promise to call their own. Something, Lord, that they can find their hope rests upon. Give longing souls, exercise souls, burdened souls, that good hope through grace. Deliver those who are bound down by Satan. And may we hear thee say, be of good courage. Do call us to thy feet. Call us to repentance. Call us to faith, hope, and love. And do call us, Lord, to follow thee, whithersoever thou dost lead us. We pray thy blessing to abide and rest with this church and people. We would lovingly commend them to thee, Lord, to watch over them and with them, to supply their needs in their souls and in their providential pathways. May they be an exercised praying people. May there be much prayer between services for thy courts here. And may they prove power to attend the preached word. Bless the deacons of this course. Do help them in their labours and their responsibilities, their exercises, their needs, their desires, their longings, and do help them, Lord, when they get discouraged. May they be encouraged in thee. Do help our brother in the desk this evening. Grant him help to give out the hymns. May there be a flowing together in the pulpit and the desk, a sweet confirmation of thy word and thy will. Do bless the members of the church. Do help them and uphold them. Direct, guide and keep. And do bless the preached word here. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember each one who gathers. Call by grace those dead in sin. Touch with thy love which constraineth those of thy people who thou hast blessed to come and to tell what thou hast done for their souls. May there be the time of the singing of birds come. The voice of the turtle dove heard in the land. Do then watch over this people. Do bless them, guide them, give them a living ministry week by week. Bless the Sabbath school. Grant, Lord, the seed sown may bear copious fruit in thy time and way. Remember, Lord, each case before thee, those who are elderly and infirm. Do help them in bodily weakness, infirmity, old age. Lord, may these things be sanctified to the good of their never-dying souls. Lord, may they be found watchful, prayerful, exercised. Lord, may they be made ready to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Remember, Lord, those who are younger in years, Those who face the world as it is, grant thy help, thy support. Be with those who may have mountains befallen this week, those who need doors opening. Lord, do grant them guidance and wisdom. And do bless the children and the young people. Lord, do keep them to thy courts and to thy ways, and put thy fear in their hearts. And if it could be thy will, Lord, do bring in thy dead elect into this place, and fill the empty pews of hungering and thirsting sinners after righteousness. And may thy gospel's joyful sound, enforced by mighty grace, awaken many sinners round, come and fill the place. Do remember our guilty land and nation, do turn us back to thee, put thy fear in our rulers. May we yet live to see the day when our government rules in thy fear, and puts in our parliament laws that are approved of thee. Turn us back to thee, we beg. Do build up Zion where there has been a decrease. Do add to the churches. Do bless thy servants as they preach thy word this night. And now, Lord, do be with us. Grant all needed help, all needed strength, all needed grace and ability. Leave us not to ourselves. Leave us not, Lord, to be barren, unprofitable and unfruitful, but fill an empty vessel. Use this poor sinner this night, Lord, to thine honour and glory. Grant prayer in the pew and grant power in the pulpit. We ask the pardon of our many sins, thanking thee for all thy mercies toward us. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Hymn number 31. A form of words, though e'er so sound, can never save a soul. The Holy Ghost must give the wound and make the wounded whole. Hymn number 31.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. I direct your thoughts to the chapter we read, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43, reading verses 1, 2 and the first clause of verse 3. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through to the first clause in verse 3. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. This is one of the exceeding great and precious promises of God's holy word. If you read the context of the previous chapter, you might be surprised that chapter 43 begins as it does. The closing verses of chapter 42. Observe that the children of Israel would not walk in his ways, neither would be obedient unto the law of God. And because of it, God had poured out his anger and judgment upon them. Therefore, he have poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it have set him on fire round about. Yet he knew it not, and it burned him. Yet he laid it not to heart, the solemn place to be in, unsanctified trouble. Trouble does not necessarily give us grace, friends. The world has its troubles just as much as we do. But do your troubles drive you to the throne of grace? Or do they drive you away from the throne of grace? Do you lay it to heart or not? Why troubles are sent? God always has a reason, friend. If we are his sheep, the chosen ones of his love, if we lay these things not to heart, he'll bring more trouble upon us until we are brought by his grace to his feet, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But now, now there is a difference by grace. Now we see the mercy and the loving kindness of the Lord. the balancings of the cloud. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. What a wonder it is that our Creator should speak to us. Poor rebels and worms of the earth, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. We have here, friends, the two sides of a child of God. The new man of grace and the old man of sin. You will remember in the book of Genesis, the history of Jacob. The word Jacob means supplanter or deceiver. And he certainly lived up to his name, did he not? He was determined to get the blessing from Esau. First he takes advantage of his weakness and gets him to sell his birthright. And then he gets the blessing by subterfuge, pretending to be Esau. And he even said that God had brought to him the meat when Isaac questioned why he came back so quickly. See where the man sunk to. He even used God in his own deceit. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. Friends, we're all Jacobs by nature. We've all got a deceitful heart, which is in league with hell, sin and the devil. Jacob was not worthy, after he sinned so basely, that God should take notice of him. And yet, friends, you see the sovereignty of God in that man's life. How the Lord appeared unto him in that ladder, from heaven down to earth. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I've done that which I've spoken to thee of. It's to be many a long year before that promise was to be fulfilled and Jacob was to return to his own land. But God always keeps his promises, even to the vilest of sinners. If ever a man reaped where he sowed, it was Jacob. You look at that life he lived. First he's deceived by Laban in the choice of a wife. Leah is given instead of Rachel. And then later on he was deceived by his own children and in the matter of Joseph. And for many a long year, he believed that his son was dead. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's true of the godly as well as the wicked. But in God's own time, he says to Jacob, go, return unto thy kindred. Arise, go to Bethel. We know the history. How he wrestles with that mysterious person. He was left alone, was he not? And there are times, friends, when you and I have to be left alone with our God. We may be taught some lessons that we cannot learn in any other way. And that mysterious wrestler was a pre-incarnate form of the Son of God. Asks him, what is his name? And he said, I am Jacob. Was he answering in confession? In shame for past sins? I'm Jacob. And do you have to acknowledge tonight that you have a Jacob within? You can't cover it up, can't hide it, can't get away from it. Thou shalt no more be called Jacob, but Israel, because thou hast wrestled and hast prevailed. Seek, friends, for a wrestling religion that prevails at the throne of God's grace. All true Israels will be given that prevailing prayer, that wrestling prayer. Which will obtain answers of peace, and we read, he blessed him there. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. Created in the day of his natural birth. We were created, friends, when we came out of our mother's womb. We were dead in sin. At enmity with God, at peace with hell, with God at war. Is that your state tonight? Are you still a Jacob? Or does the name Esau suit you better? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. What evidence do you and I have that we're a Jacob and not an Esau? What evidence do we have that we are the right side of that dividing line? If you and I only have that natural man that we were created with in the day of our natural birth, when we come down to die, we'll find that we'll be lost and lost eternally. What a solemn thing it would be if any one of us here this night, in a lost eternity, had to prove, Esau have I hated. May it stir us up to an exercise. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Seek, friends, that you may be a Jacob, not an Esau. Yes, one who was a fallen son of Adam. One who in his own nature was a deceiver and a supplanter. But yet one who was wrought upon by God's grace. One who was changed. Notice, friends, how the second clause changes. He that formed thee, O Israel. He that formed thee, O Israel. Have you had that new man of grace formed in your heart? Not by nature. We're not in Israel by nature, are we? But all Israel shall to glory go as trophies of God's grace. He that formed thee, O Israel, has he formed in your heart a desire after Christ? Has he put a longing? Has he put a need where there wasn't one before? He that formed thee, O Israel. And when once he begins that work of salvation, he will complete it. He will perfect it. He will end it in eternal glory. He will give grace and glory, we read in the Psalms. If he's given you grace, even a little grace, here below, he'll one day give you glory. But he'll never give you glory if he hasn't first given you grace here below. There's no grace, less souls in heaven, friend. No silent tongues there. They sing the song of the redeemed unto him who have loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood be glory. Can you sing that song? Can you sing that song? Is it your desire to sing that song? Is it your desire that the Lord would come and bless you? Well, to such as those, he says, fear not. Fear not. It's the old man of sin that causes us to fear, friends. And we'll carry about fears with us till our dying day. Because we'll be sinners right to the end of the journey. But God's fear not will follow you. Fear not. This is a command, friend. And when the Lord sails it home to your heart, it will become a promise also. Fear not. In spite of all your old nature, in spite of all your besetting sins, in spite of all your waywardness, your carnality, in spite of the fact that you seem to make so little headway in the way of faith, fear not. What do we fear? Do you fear the day of your death, when you must launch into worlds unknown and stand in the immediate presence of a holy, heart-searching God? Fear not, poor trembling soul. Remember, Israel prevailed with God, and all true Israelites are made prevailers. That means they overcome. By God's grace, you will be enabled to overcome at the last, even though now you may often feel the shame and the ignominy of being overcome by your old nature. Child of God, fear not. God is greater than all your sins. Doesn't mean we should be complacent. Doesn't mean that we should not be exercised and desire that we may be freed from sin. But you know, friends, fear stems from unbelief. And if the Lord Almighty has ever said, fear not to you, you have no cause to fear. Fear not. Do you fear the future? Do you fear how you will endure the fiery trial, the cross that the Lord has laid upon you? Do you fear something this coming week that you've got to go through? Do you fear how you will continue? Fear not, child of God. Ye are of more value than many sparrows, and your very hairs are numbered all. Not one by force or chance can fall without your Father's leave. And he who has your soul in his hand will not neglect your providential pathway. Fear not. And then we're given the reason why. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I have redeemed thee. someone who is redeemed is one who has had a price paid for them. I have redeemed thee. Poor trembling soul tonight, who have been taught by God's grace of your sin, of your waywardness, your rebellion, been taught to hate that old Jacob nature within. Who have been taught to cry for mercy, for pardon, for cleansing. May you hear tonight the Lord say, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Notice the order. Redemption first, and calling second. Although in the child of God they experience that call first, and then in his own time they are brought to see they are redeemed. But friends, if we're called by God's grace, it's because we're redeemed. Because in eternity past, he entered into that everlasting covenant with his Father to redeem his sheep by precious blood. He came into this sin-cursed earth to live that life, a holy life, a pure life, a spotless life, a life that didn't have the least taint of sin in it. A life that was well pleasing to God. And then he dies. And on that cross at Calvary, that precious blood redeemed his sheep. Without the shedding of blood is no remission. There would have been no redemption without the shedding of the blood of the Saviour. I have redeemed thee. Personal and particular redemption. Each one of his sheep are brought to this precious place to have that knowledge of sin forgiven and peace with heaven. I have redeemed thee. Paid the price that they would have paid in an eternity to come. Redeem them from the hand of the enemy, that is, save them from Satan's grasp, from Satan's devourings. Save them from a life of sin and wickedness. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I've called thee by thy name. Dost thou ask me who I am? Ah, my Lord, thou knowest my name. Yet the question gives a plea to support my suit with thee. Thou didst once a wretch behold, in rebellion blindly bold, scorn thy grace, thy power defy, that poor rebel, Lord, was I. Once a sinner near despair, sought thy mercy seat by prayer, mercy came and set him free, Lord, that mercy came to me. I've called thee by thy name. This is a sovereign call. God does not call the whole human race in the way that he is speaking in our text. This is a sovereign, electing, saving call of Almighty God to his sheep. Have we been caused to hear that call in our hearts? I have called thee by thy name. Have you been called? To see your utter ruin, your ruined state by nature. You've been called to see that righteousness which once you trusted and built your hopes upon. Will be rejected before the throne of God's judgment seat one day. Have you been called to see that you are an utter, hopeless, wretched sinner? Have you been called to die to any hope in yourself? That means, have you been brought to realize that you can never work a work of righteousness which is acceptable and pleasing to Almighty God? Have you been called to see the deceitfulness of your nature? The deceitfulness of sin. By nature we look upon sin so lightly, do we not? We sin so cheaply without thinking. And yet, friends, each and every sin we have committed, either the Saviour paid that penalty on Calvary's cross, or you'll bear it to all eternity in hell. And if you're called into what we call conviction of sin, you'll realize a dreadful deceit that Satan brings when he tells us that sin doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters eternally. Does sin lie at your door tonight? Does it lie at your door and you're ignorant of it? Solemn thing if we are ignorant of our sin. And is it your desire that you may see it transferred to another? Have you been called to see that there is a preciousness in the name of Jesus? What though your sins like mountains on you roll, and God's just law with terror fills your soul, yet Jesus' blood has full atonement made, and he has answered all the law's demands. He's answered it, child of God, on your behalf. And Almighty God, and his holy just law is satisfied with that answer, with that payment. It's a full atonement. It's a complete atonement. Have you been called, friend, to put your trust there by God's grace? I have called thee by thy name. My mind went to the case of blind Bartimaeus as he sat begging by Jericho. We know the history, do we not? And lo, that man, friend, did not have natural sight. Though he had not seen the Lord naturally, yet, friends, that man had more spiritual sight than many of those in that multitude who had seen the Lord with their natural sight. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have you been called to use similar language? Is your constant prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? And has it been your prayer for a long time that the Lord should have mercy upon you? It's your only hope, your only ground for acceptance. That Almighty God should take pity upon you for Jesus' sake. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus had been brought to see the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus alone could meet his case. Have you been brought to see that tonight? And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Does the devil charge you that you should hold your peace? Does he tell you it's too late? Does he tell you it's too black, you're too black? Does he tell you you're too vile? Does he tell you you're too much a repeated sinner? Does he try and tell you that you've exhausted the patience and mercy of God? Friends, the devil is a liar from the beginning. God's mercy is infinite. His patience is infinite, like himself. The devil is telling you to give up. He's telling you it's no use. May you be enabled to follow the example of Bartimaeus, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Then we read simple, striking words, and Jesus stood still. The simple, humble prayer of this man, only a sentence, wasn't a long prayer, was it? It was a cry for help from a needy soul. It caused Jesus to stand still. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. May the Lord say that to one another of us tonight. Be of good comfort. Fear not. His name is still Jesus. His blood hasn't lost its power. He still receives sinners and eats with them. The throne of grace isn't shut yet. The Lord still hears the cry of a poor lost sinner. Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. He calls thee to a throne of grace, to spread your robes before his feet. And you'll prove, friends, that none can perish there. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. May we be given grace, friends, to search our hearts. And if there is anything that is causing a hindrance between the Lord and us, to seek to cast it away. You may wonder why you're in such a sad state tonight. Have you wandered and strayed? Has it been a loose walk? You cannot serve God and mammon. And have you been trying to prove God wrong? You'll never do it, child of God. You'll prove instead that the rebellious dwell in a dry land. May we be made willing to cast away the garments of the flesh, the world and the devil, and that we may be drawn to Jesus, drawn to his mercy seat, drawn to his word, drawn to his people, drawn to his house, seeking for mercy. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Friends, if the Lord asked you that question tonight, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What would be your answer? Would it be for a healthy bank balance? Would it be for a prosperous career? Would it be for healing of an infirmity? It's right, friends, that we pray about these providential things, but is that all? If all your temporal needs were satisfied, would you then go away satisfied? Or is it your desire, Lord, that I might receive my sight, your spiritual sight, that you may see your pardon and read it secure in the precious blood of Christ, that you might receive your sight, that you may see a precious Christ as your Saviour, as your Redeemer, as your Lord, as your master. You may see his smile. You may see his love. Lord, I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Friends, he was a spiritual Israelite. He prevailed with God. Keep crying for mercy, friend. Keep knocking at that door. In spite of the devil telling you to hold your peace. And in his own time and way you will prevail. It's a promise. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine in the covenant of grace. Thou art mine by precious blood. Thou art mine to pardon, mine to keep, mine to uphold, mine to correct, mine to bless. It's called thee to receive a blessing, even life forevermore. But in his sovereignty there will be times when he calls you to pass through the waters. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. Doesn't say if, it says when. He will call you to pass through some waters. Waters of trial. Waters of tribulation. Waters of discouragement and distress. He may cause you to pass through the rivers of adversity. You know, friends, rivers, they talk of fast flowing water, don't they? Easy to lose your footing. But you've still got to pass that path. You may wonder why. Is he calling you to drink a little of the fellowship of his sufferings? When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You cannot drown in these waters. And your soul will not be burnt up. The dross will be, the worldliness will be. But the gold will be strengthened. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. It's a promise that he will stand by you. He'll stand with you. He'll provide all sufficient grace, all sufficient strength, all sufficient help. But there are two waters which the Lord has laid upon me to speak this evening briefly, as it came this afternoon. Is there one here who's exercised concerning following the Lord in his ordinances? Can you say that the Lord has calmed your fears? You've known that redeeming love in his soul, in your soul. You've known by precious faith that you are his. And have you heard that call, follow me? Are there doubts and fears and tremblings as to how you will endure taking up the cross? Well, friend, he's promised to be with you. He will guide you. He'll strengthen you. He'll uphold you and keep you. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And he has a sovereign right to call you to pass through this way. May you be given that grace to obey that command for Jesus' sake. Is it to the honour and glory of God you stay silent? Is it pleasing to God that you hold back? Suffer the word of exhortation. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. He'll be with you, friend, as you venture to tell his people what he's done for you. And then he'll be with you every step of the journey. He won't let you make shipwreck of faith. He'll supply all your need, whatever it may be. Whether it be in the prayer meeting, or whatever path he may call you to pass through, you'll prove, I will be with thee. And you will be enabled to press on, leaning on your beloved. But then when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When thou passest through the rivers of death, we must all come there. How wilt thou do in the swellings of Jordan? Is a question that Jeremiah asks. And how will we do? Fear not, child of God, as one who's passed that way before, who's taken the sting out of death for you. And when you pass that way, he'll be with you. And he won't desert you. He won't neglect you. But he'll give you all needed strength, all needed help, all needed grace to endure. He'll be with you, friend, every step, and he'll guide you through that river of death. He'll banish Satan, and he'll land you safe in glory, where you'll prove, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour, and where you'll praise him and thank him for being with such an unworthy sinner. I will be with thee. And then one day, friends, you'll be with him to all eternity. There to crown him, Lord of all. May God bring us there. Amen.
Collection last Lord's Day amounted to £706, and for the TBS on Friday evening to £420, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, and hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Hymn 1106, and we'll sing it with the refrain. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Hymn 1106.
Thank you.
Do forgive, O Lord, all that thou hast seen wrong in our worship this day. Do forgive our failings, ways in power what has been sown in weakness. Do take us safely to our homes, and may we be found sheltering, safe on that rock. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and sweet communion of God the Holy Spirit abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.